The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. In the next hour, Dr. Pat showcases some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Get ready to live life full out. Here's your host, Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome, everyone. Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show. This is Talk Radio to Thrive By. More recently, we've been called the Vibe of Thrive. And we want to welcome each and every one of you to the show today. We've got a doubleheader for you today, and I'm so thrilled to be having these conversations. I've been looking forward to speaking with each of my guests today, and I just want to tell everyone, if you want to get the information about our shows, we're on air now, about 14 hours of live radio a week. If you want to find out what we're up to and who the guests are and what we're going to be giving away, you can certainly go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com or drpatlive.com, and it'll get you to the same place. Sign up for the newsletter, be in a group of people. One of you each month wins a prize, either an iPod or an HD radio. So we're thrilled to be here with you today. I'm so jazzed to be talking with my first guest, Dr. Joseph Luciani. Joining me here today, we're talking about reconnecting. We're talking about what it means to be self-coaching. And so we're here, regardless of what's going on the outside, so that many of you understand that there are people like Dr. Luciani, who is joining us here today, who has identified ways to contribute and help each and every one of us. And so today our focus is going to be on our relationships. It's looking at how to revive our love life by the things that we can now look at. You know, what is the effect of the hard times we're in today? What's the question mark around our financial health? And what's happening to our relationships? What the heck has happened to love? Now, Dr. Joseph, thank you so much for joining us here today. Welcome to the show.
Well, thank you so much. I agree with you. What the heck has happened to love?
What is up with that? I mean, have we put all of our energy in reality television? Is that what we're looking for?
Well, I think you're pretty close, but I think you've been kind of preempted by Shakespeare a few hundred years ago. I think Romeo and Juliet are a good example of how we started to label what we think love is all about. And what we often are talking about is infatuation. And I think if you look at Romeo and Juliet as a prototype, it's why they had to die, because infatuation, that which we often think is love, is not something of this earth, and eventually it has to expire. So I think Hallmark and Hollywood has us somewhat befuddled as to what love is, and I think we tend to go along with the notion that true love is more like infatuation.
And, you know, let's talk about this for a minute, because, you know, we can be infatuated at a drop of a hat. I mean, you know, honestly, let's think about this for a minute. But let's talk about what infatuation is and what love is. And I want to start with infatuation, because I don't know about you, but I can point to a number of different times in my life where I've been there and actually look forward to being there. Is this like a seduction? Is this an addiction?
Well, it absolutely can be. It can be a fix. And one of the reasons why you could actually use that word addiction is because when infatuated, we really do change our chemistry. And most people have experienced this intense feeling of infatuation and recognize that everything in our life shifts, and it is just as powerful. In fact, it has been equated with the power of heroin and other very strong opiates in terms of brain chemistry. So, yes, infatuation is certainly and can be certainly addictive. But what it is essentially is a state of projection, and like a projector projects an image onto a screen, we project the longings of our soul onto another person. Now, sometimes this can be a Porsche or just having the perfect body. You know, we can become infatuated in many ways and pursue these projections, but always at the expense of what we're really looking for, which is the true love.
Well, you know, certainly you're someone that has been practicing clinical psychologist for more than 30 years. You've been on television, you've been on radios, you've been bringing a message of hope to millions of people. And, you know, you're a best-selling author. You are someone that has been in this place of looking at and figuring out how to help other people live a happy and fulfilling life. And I wanted to ask you, I've been so looking forward to this show today, because I wanted to ask you, what is happening in our relationships right now? I mean, people are in crisis in their lives. And some folks have said that the divorce rate has actually dropped because people can't afford to get divorced. But yet, are we living in misery?
Well, for many, it's absolutely the case. I think that Pogo got it right when he said the enemy is us. You know, and I think that we're really not looking at our relationships properly. I think we still have too much of an egocentric me attitude. We approach our relationships in such a me-first way that we're really not getting the picture of looking at the us, the relationship dynamic. And I think the only way to really properly appreciate a relationship is to kind of recognize, if you take a circle and cut it in half, and each half represents the partner in a relationship, when we put those halves together, that's something very different now from either partner. That's something new on this planet, and that's what we call the we or the us of the relationship. And that's where your focus needs to be. Rather than on me and my needs, you need to start thinking in terms of us and we. And I really think that that's a process of moving from an egocentric, me-first world into the world of the us. So when struggle ensues, when we're pressed, and when we're finding ourselves in defensive positions, if you start to default back to your own egocentric place, you're going to find that you're turning away from your partner and the potential healing effect of the relationship. The key, especially in hard times and difficult times, is to use the full weight and breadth and power of the relationship to become a resource in really adding something extra to both partners. And, you know, that's the focus that's very necessary. It's developing a we perception rather than a me perception. It's very helpful to do that.
Well, I'm so glad that you're joining us here today. For those of you just tuning in, I want to welcome you to the Dr. Pat Show. Dr. Joseph Luciani joining me here today. The book is Reconnecting, a self-coaching solution to revive your love life. Yes, revive your love life. Yes, it can be done. And, you know, Dr. Luciani, one of the things that I wanted to ask you about is that, you know, we are bombarded by messages from television, from radio, whether it be about the economy, whether it be about we're not good enough, we need to look better, this, that, and the other thing. So the question is, you know, where is the stress breaking point for people? You know, what are these levels of stresses? And can we really get ourselves out of the mix?
Well, of course, everyone's stress level is unique to the person, and it depends on the level of insecurity. Everything that really ensues that hurts us in our lives, I believe, begins with the concept of insecurity. And I should say that insecurity isn't something that is unique to someone else. This is something we all share because we all grow up in an imperfect world. But what insecurity does is it sets the stage for later defensiveness and control. And the more insecure, of course, the more you try to scurry about controlling your world. So a person who's relatively insecure, who spends a lot of time trying to control things, perfectionism, worrying, ruminating, this is a person that's going to have a lower threshold to stress. And as things around them externally begin to kind of fall apart, the person with a more insecure, more controlling kind of strategy for living is going to be a person who's going to be more quickly affected. Everyone's affected by stress, but handling stress really has to do with the amount of inner self-trust that we're able to cultivate, which is why I developed a self-coaching technique, because we really do need to find a way to overcome the habits of insecurity that tend to follow us around throughout our lives.
No kidding. I mean, you and I have been on a number of different venues. I mean, you're on television, you're on radio, you're a best-selling author, you're out in the world all the time, and people take a look at people like us, and they think they have got their stuff together. And I wanted to ask you this question. I mean, you writing this book, one would have to wonder, what is it or what was it in your own life, you know, that gave you that aha moment that said, wait a minute, I got to write a book on reviving our love lives?
Well, I think that I would attribute it to a positive. I've written a few books before, but the one thing that I really needed to turn to was love and couples counseling and marriage, because it's something that really has been such a moving and integral part of my own life. I've been married 38 years, and I married my high school sweetheart, so I'm really not that old. but I've learned an awful lot, and I've learned that a good relationship is an evolution. And it really is something that evolves over time with struggle. And in order to really get to the part of the relationship that really begins to unfold and tune you into the natural resources or instinctual aspects of love, one needs to remove the clutter. And I think that's where, you know, I think the coaching comes in, because if there's a clutter of defensiveness, of insecurity, of various things that keep us from that natural resource of love, then of course we are more concerned with maybe defense or mutual defense within a relationship than recapturing the love. And by the way, to me it is essential to realize that we don't go out and find love or invent it or create it. Love is something that we all possess. It is an instinctual component of our human makeup. What we do is we release it, and in order to release it, we must remove the clutter or the contamination of those things that really keep us derailed from recognizing that very natural propensity.
You know, there are some people, Dr. Luciani, that say, I don't know what's wrong with me. I can't figure it out. And as a matter of fact, I don't even know what I want in life. And I wanted to ask you, is it really true that we can be at that place of not knowing?
Well, the not knowing to me is not necessarily negative.
Mm-hmm.
Life itself is challenge, and I think that not knowing is just a place of exploration. We go from not knowing to knowing to not knowing to knowing. It's an evolution of our own lives. I think that with self-trust and with an attitude of trust and security, one recognizes that not knowing is just a prelude to knowing. And I think that the way to really know anything about our lives is to be somewhat what I call reactive to life. Rather than trying to squeeze our thoughts and figure out and ruminate about what ought to be or what should be, I think we need to live our lives in a way that we let it unfold. We let life come to us, and we start responding to life naturally and more instinctually. What often happens is we get so congested with ego needs and defensive needs and insecurity needs that we start to interpret life in such ways that the Porsche or the tummy tuck becomes essential, when in fact these are just external manifestations or compensations, if you will, for our unhappiness. True living, true love, and true life finds us if we remove that clutter.
Well, I want to tell everyone, we're here with Dr. Joe Luciani. When we come back, we're going to be talking about communication. Yeah, and it's not, honey, pick up the papers or I'm going to smack you. I don't know that that's what we're going to talk about, or maybe we will. You're listening to the Dr. Pat Show. We'll be right back with Dr. Joe Luciani.
Talk, talk, talk. That's all we do is talk.
Yeah!
If you'd like to talk, call us toll-free right now at 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787.
That's it.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Hi, this is Anna Luque, author of The Yogurt Diet. Based on scientific research, this lifestyle has been carefully formulated to promote weight loss and boost the immune system. The Yogurt Diet will help you achieve overall balance and radiant health, even if you suffer from lactose and gluten intolerance, yeast infections, digestive problems, and more. Consuming yogurt daily is an excellent way to optimum health and ideal weight, and the yogurt I recommend is Greek God's Greek Yogurt. So thick and creamy. Greek God's yogurt is simply yogurtlicious. Greek God's yogurt is full of probiotic bacteria, good for overall health. And it's made with all natural ingredients in the same tradition yogurt has been made in Greece for centuries.
Try the Greek God's popular honey yogurt or the tangy yet subtly sweet pomegranate. Don't forget to try the new Greek God's kefir cheese spread. Great for dips or as a healthy substitute for sour cream. Be happy. Go Greek. Experience the myth.
Introducing the featured re-release of Kat James Grassroots best-selling book, The Truth About Beauty, Transform Your Looks and Your Life from the Inside Out. The Truth About Beauty represents the most comprehensively researched and inspiring body and beauty guide to date. It's been called a masterpiece by New York Magazine's two-time Nutritionist of the Year, Oz Garcia, and a path to personal triumph by former Glamour publisher Suzanne Grimes. The re-released edition of this modern health and beauty classic features 40% new material, including James' long-awaited recipes from her acclaimed Total Transformation programs, plus her living formula for freedom from food obsession, state-of-the-art natural skin, supplement, and anti-aging strategies, and a natural product resource guide called Worth Its Weight in Gold by Marie Claire Magazine. If you're ready to get serious, get the truth about beauty and transform yourself today, visit informedbeauty.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. Now through April 29th, you can save up to 20% on next year's Good Timing Guide and newsletters. The combination of guide and newsletters is what tells you what's happening daily and what the cycles and trends are. These tools allow you to work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. This is her best deal all year. Pre-order your 2010 guide and newsletters today by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call Madeline at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Listen to Cosmic Connections with Madeline every Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk, KKNW, AM 1150.
Can you imagine a world where noodles are calorie-free? For centuries, Japanese women have eaten these noodles. Now this Japanese miracle noodle is available in the United States at miraclenoodle.com. As seen on ABC News, this noodle made only of soluble fiber has zero net carbs and zero calories. Imagine the possibilities. Now you know why it's called Miracle Noodle. Add noodles back into your diet guilt-free at miraclenoodle.com.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain firing really fast.
All the time.
The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. I'm so jazzed to be talking with Dr. Joe Luciani, joining me here today, best-selling author, you know, fabulous books that he has out there for all of you. I want to make sure you have his website, which is www.self-coaching.net. www.self-coaching.net. Lots of information. You can ask Dr. Joe. And actually, there's a stream of questioning going on that's very, very interesting right now. And of course, he has his new release, which we're talking about today, Reconnecting, a self-connecting solution. I wanted to ask you about this. I kind of jumped to the break, Dr. Joe, and I was talking about communication. And, you know, I wasn't really flippant in what I've said. I mean, when things get tough, I'm not sure that we are the nicest people in relationship. And sometimes we either don't talk or the stuff that comes out of our mouths, it's like, wow, where did that come from? I mean, is that sort of the kiss of death in communication or in relationships?
Well, I would say it can often be the kiss of death. You know, what happens when we get stressed is that we tend to kind of default back to our baser defenses. And, you know, depending on one's insecurity, some people are avoiders and will tend to bury their head in the sand and do ostrich kind of stuff and pull away from a relationship, causing a great deal of frustration for the partner. Others, on the other hand, will resort to hostility or aggression. Maybe they're feeling a bit embarrassed by the circumstances, losing a job, not having enough money, so they take it out on their partner. You know, aggression is a defense of control, because what it does is it pushes someone away. Avoidance is a defense of control, because it pulls us away. So whenever we get into stressful situations, we try to take control of the situation, and that's where things degenerate very quickly.
Well, you know, can we recover? You know, I kind of, when we went to break, Dr. Joe, it was kind of like, oh, you know, shut up and pick up the papers. You know, and to some people, that's actually a statement of endearment. You know what I'm saying? You know, to other people, it's very offensive. You know, where do you start with the level of communication, especially if, you know, you're in this stress mode? Is it better to take an adult time out?
I'm so glad you used that word, adult. I mean, you know, shut up and pick up the paper. I mean, that's kind of says it all. That's what we degenerate into when we give into our crankiness, our moodiness. It's sloppy behavior. Let's face it, it's nothing more than defaulting to a child's primitive way of responding. And one of the things I do oftentimes in couples counseling, I'll not only point out, but I'll record couples when they get into their stressful dialogues and let them hear the recording. And what you get invariably is two children. And anyone out there that is listening to this program, if they think about the kind and quality of conflicts that they've been involved in with their partner, just listen with a third ear and listen, and you'll see that what happens is, yes, you did. No, you didn't. I did not. I did so.
And, oh, man, were you at my house this morning?
You know, and that's it. You know, the thing is, you know, you can go that way and you can become a child, or, and here's the key, you could just learn to recognize the need for maturity in your relationship. Now, that's something we're all capable of. Anything else is poppycock. If you say you can't be more mature, you're just whining. The truth is, sometimes you just need to stand up, take responsibility, and be more mature. So I like the word you used before about being an adult.
Well, and, you know, let's remember that, because honestly speaking, I think we do forget it. You know, in your book, you certainly do talk about some of the things that we need to be mindful of, some of the stressors. And, you know, and we're using the term self-coaching. I want to stop for a minute. I want to talk about that, because self-coaching is what you're known for, Dr. Joe, and yet people might be thinking, self-coaching, what does that mean? Do I look at myself in the mirror? What does it mean? Can I really do it by myself? And I wanted to ask you about that.
Well, self-coaching evolved actually a long time ago, before coaching was a word I ever heard of other than on a football field or something.
Uh-huh.
But I was getting dissatisfied with traditional therapy and realized that I needed to combine psychological tools with really a motivational format. And the genesis of my self-coaching program has to do with what I mentioned earlier, and that is to realize that the base is insecurity. What spins off of insecurity is an attempt to control life. These become habits. Now, habits of control are worry, rumination, perfectionism, avoidance. We're trying to control life because we're trying to feel more secure. What self-coaching does is it recognizes that habits, and I do treat anxiety and I do treat depression as habits that have ensued from insecurity and the effort and depletion caused by trying to control life. Anxiety and depression certainly become chemical depletions after the stress of trying to control life. I'm not saying that medication doesn't have its place. It does. But what I am saying is that once you change the habits, once you stop going down the control path and reduce the stress, then it's really a matter of coaching yourself. And I use a three-step program of separating facts from fictions, you know, putting a stop to the habitual dialogues, and then learning to let go and become reactive to life. So it's possible to break the habits that keep us, you know, like the gerbil on the wheel. You know, we're spinning that wheel because we're trying to control life, and the key is not to spin the wheel faster. It's to get off the wheel.
Well, if you spin the wheel faster, I mean, eventually the gerbil will die trying to catch that piece of food that's always out in front.
Well, that's true, and we don't want any dead gerbils out there.
We don't, please. You know, they're going to come after us here. But, you know, part of this is really to tell people there's something we can do right now. I mean, this is really what the sense I get from your from what you've written, from what you've dedicated your life to. It's wait a minute. You can get some help, and the help is you.
Yeah, if I could jump in one second. I think the most empowering thing I could say to a patient is, especially someone that comes in with anxiety and depression, of which they usually become identified with, they become their anxiety, their depression. When I take it out of the guise of an illness, which is something you catch, something you feel victimized by, and I say to them, I want you to think of your anxiety and depression as a habit that you are more or less feeding. Let's talk about starving the habit. Once you start calling anything, any struggle, whether it be anxiety, depression, or marital struggle, once you start calling it a habit, it puts you in the driver's seat. We all know how to break habits. We don't know how to break illnesses.
I love what you just said. And, you know, you and I are going to have a conversation down the road again and continue this. But we get so used to our habits, don't we?
We sure do.
I mean, they become our friends.
They not only become our friends, they become our sense of security. We tend to buy into the myth that controlling life is going to make us feel more secure and ultimately happier. And the reason it's a myth is because life cannot be controlled. That is just an illusion that we buy into. The key is not to try to control life, but to live it courageously, and that's where it takes some self-courage, self-trust.
Wow. Dr. Joe Luciani joining me here today. I want everybody to make sure, I want to make sure that you all know that you can find out more about him if you go to the website, which is self-coaching.net, self-coaching.net. You can also take a look. He's got several books there, Reconnecting a Self-Coaching Solution to Revive Your Love Life. I wanted to ask you one last comment, if you would, as we wrap this up. And thank you so much, Dr. Joe, for joining us today on the show. I wanted to ask you, what would be your personal message for folks today?
Well, my personal message would be one of hope and optimism. There isn't a problem in the world that can't be solved with patience and endurance. And I think the most important thing you can do is realize that if there is struggle, if there is a problem, to really recognize that that you need to have the attitude of optimism and perseverance, you'll find that answer, or it will find you with that attitude.
Wow. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Dr. Joe. Dr. Joe Luciani, everybody. He's going to be back on the show. We're going to be kicking it up again. Stay tuned. We've got a guest coming up. Yes, we do. And we're going to hear about the Biggest Loser. We have Dane joining us on the line, everybody. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the show.
Lights go out and I can't be seen. Tides that I tried to swim against. Put me down.
News. Opinion.
Your voice counts. Call toll-free 1-866-472-5787. 1-866-472-5787. VoiceAmerica.com.
Hey, guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the Light Mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
Bellagenza, extraordinary hair care, provides professional results naturally. Bellagenza is proud to be the first and original in this category. a line of products that's human-friendly and performs beyond professional standards. Safe, food-grade products that exceed expectations, get great results, and have your well-being in mind. Until now, natural products in salons meant underperformance or, at best, a trade-off between being good for the environment but giving less than ideal results. Bella Genza's products are good for you and the environment. Bella Genza's 8-ounce bottle of incredible shampoo is equivalent to a 20-ounce bottle of professional shampoo because Bella Genza starts with a base of aloe rather than water. Visit BellaGenza.com. That's BellaEgenza.com.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Hey, Carol, looks like you haven't been sleeping well lately.
Yeah, Dr. Pat, I'm really upset about losing so much of our retirement fund due to the market. Do you have any ideas?
Let me tell you about my friend Tom. He told me to put my money in an Index Universal Life retirement plan. It protects me from market loss, disability, increased taxes, litigation, and the financial upset of premature death.
Wow, that sounds like a smart plan. How do I reach him?
Call Tom, Tom Liotta, at WeExcel Financial, 888-252-3083, or his website, debtfreemca.com.
Hi, I'm Paul McCormick, and I want to help you become financially free. Go to my website, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com, and you'll find my book that just became a bestseller, Passing Up Susie Orman and Rich Dad, Poor Dad. And when you buy my book today, you're going to get 4 ebooks, all for the price of one. Plus, I'm going to throw in 6 CD downloads absolutely free when you buy my book today. Go to my website, secretsofthemillionaireinside.com. secretsofthemillionaireinside.com.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show, everybody. Hey, for those of you that are just tuning in, wow, we're getting ready for an awesome, awesome segment here. Dane Patterson is joining us today. Many of you have heard about The Biggest Loser. Many of you have heard me talk about The Biggest Loser. And I wanted to invite you all to the show. If you want to find out more about The Dr. Pat Show, go to our website, www.thedrpatshow.com, or very simply, DrPatLive.com. It'll take you to our homepage, sign up for the newsletter, and get ready to live life full out. Well, Dane Patterson is joining me here today. We've all heard about The Biggest Loser. And, you know, if those of us that have been following this season's show, we know who Dane is, and we know that he didn't take this journey alone. During this show today, you're going to hear what it's like now for Dane, what it was like for him to be a contestant, and what he is envisioning for himself. Dane, thank you for joining us here today. Welcome to the show.
Oh, thank you. Thank you for having me.
So, look, it, you know, you are a young guy, and, you know, what was this like for you to even contemplate being part of The Biggest Loser? Where did that journey begin?
First off, it's a dream come true. I mean, thousands of people try out for the show, and, you know, I'm incredibly blessed the fact that I've had this opportunity. And, you know, I mean, what better way to be able to lose weight in such a short amount of period of time? And, you know, because of the show, I was able to get my life back for my family and stuff. And it's awesome. It feels good.
Well, and you didn't do this alone either. I mean, you had a teammate.
Yeah, I was on with Blaine, and you know, Blaine, he's my wife's cousin, and you know, we were somewhat close before the show, but since we've been on the show, we've become best friends, and you know, we've since then, and we essentially work out together just about every day, and several hours every day. So it's really been really nice because you know, throughout all this, I've gotten a best friend. So it's been a good experience.
And so when we think about this, you know, for many people, you go through the process, then you're selected. What was it like when you found out, wow, we're going to be part of the Biggest Loser?
Yeah, I mean, it's the thought of, you know, because, you know, I battled with my weight for a long time, and you know, when you get that, when they tell you, hey, you're going to make the show, you know it's going to be a lot of work, and you know it's going to be really hard, but you know there's going to be an end to this. There's a light at the end of the tunnel that, you know, that soon I'm gonna be able to, you know, get healthy, and it's just an overwhelming feeling, and, you know, I was excited to be able to call my wife and tell her I made it, and, you know, just to feel her excitement, and just... I mean, it's pretty awesome. It's indescribable. It's like winning the lottery, basically.
Well, it is. And now you were training with Jillian, correct?
Yeah, I was with Jillian the first part of the show, and the last week before I went home, I was with Bob.
And so, you know, what is it like to find out you're going to be with a certain trainer? I mean, you know, do you think, wow, I really want to work with Bob, I really want to work with Jillian, or it doesn't really matter?
Yeah, I mean, to me, it never mattered. I mean, I was just excited to be there. You know, I was excited to be on Jillian's team, and when Allison flipped the coin on the blue side, and I got switched over to the Bob side, I was excited to learn from him as well. I love Jillian, but I love Bob as well. I mean, they're both world class, amazing trainers, and I was more than privileged just to be there.
And so let's talk about this for a minute. You know, here you are, and for those of you that are just tuning in, I want you to know that we are here today before the finale. We're here with Dane Patterson. As you know, the Biggest Loser couples. He also was someone that really stretched beyond anything he could imagine. We're going to hear about that in a minute. You know, I wanted to ask you about your personal triumphs, what you're looking forward to. I mean, before we got on air, you were talking about, wow, you know, I'm running out of time. What is it like to have a sense of that? And at the same time, be able to look in the mirror and say, man, I'm like not looking like the same person.
Yeah, it's kind of like, you know, right now you got kind of mixed feelings because it's, you know, you have this date that you know, you've been working towards and everything, and, you know, you want to get down to your goal weight, but the thing is, if you don't quite get there, it really doesn't matter because I'm excited for the weight that I've lost and the life that I've gotten back. And so, I'm a little anxious, a little nervous, because because we're going to be on live television and, you know, like and that whole thing. But, I'm just excited. I'm excited to see how this all plays out. And not only that, but I'm excited to see what I can do after the show and, you know, have, you know, I mean, Blaine and I have been able to do a lot of physical things lately, and it's like we've been, you know, found ways to challenge ourselves, and I'm excited to keep that going after the show because I think that's what's important.
You know, you're 27, 28 years old, is that right?
Yeah, I'm 28.
28 years old. You look at your life, you're 28 years old. What do you think about what's happening to, and I want to just ask you about the young people right now because, you know, there's a whole other conversation about multiple generations of people, but, you know, are we in a state of crisis with our youth right now on the level of obesity?
Yeah, I mean, I was an obvious sign of that, and I think, I mean, it's definitely a problem. It's something that I wanted to avoid with my kids. My kids obviously can't have an issue because, you know, they have the same genes as me, and it's all about trying to find the little things, not eating as much fast food or, you know, trying to find the little things, trying to find something that you're interested in physically and, you know, and hopefully, because before I made the show, my son, he's 5 years old, he would try to eat and drink lots of water and try to make his stomach poke out because he wanted to be like dad. And now it's completely the opposite. Like I'm the example in the other direction. Like he, you know, wants to get stronger and he wants to, you know, run a lot and eat healthy and all this, and it's just, you know, it just makes me proud that the fact that I'm being an example, you know, a better example than I was before, and you know, that's definitely an issue in the world. I mean, that's why this show is so inspiring because there's so many people out there that that have mm-hmm. issues with their weight.
Okay, well, you know, and what if there is one thing you could point to, Dane, about what you've learned, and I'm very excited to see you get back in the show. I'm so looking forward to it, to see, you know, where you are, what you've accomplished, and how this all comes together for you. But what if you had to point to one thing that you learned that you'll never forget, what would that be?
I think for me, I mean, this is, I only speak for myself, but I know there's people out there that are just like me. You know, I was an athlete in high school and college, and the second I was done with sports, I quit everything altogether. And, you know, now that I'm, you know, in, back in this position again, I've, you know, tried to find ways to compete, because, you know, I used to compete, and then I quit competing, and then I just gained 170 pounds. But now it's like, you know, you got to find ways to compete. And there's things out there that you can, everybody can do. You know, former athletes or people that like to do that. I mean, obviously, I can't go back and play football right now. I mean, I'm just, but I can actually, you know, there's things that I can do. I mean, that's why I've challenged myself by doing marathons or, you know, half marathons and doing triathlons and things like that. That way I have a reason to train for and to compete. And, you know, I'm going to compete the rest of my life. You know, everybody can compete on different levels. You know, you can train for a 5K for a while, sign up for it and train for it. And then eventually do a 10K and keep going from there. And there's, that's been the key for me. That's been the one thing that I've learned more than anything, is that I need to compete the rest of my life to stay healthy.
And, you know, one of the things I want to talk to you about as well is that, for many people don't know, Dane Patterson joining me here today, I want you to know that you have some accomplishments that you that I think we need to address in terms of being on the show. I mean, your starting weight was, I think, 412 pounds or something like that.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah, 412.
Yeah. And then within 8 weeks, you had lost 100 pounds, correct?
Yeah.
That's a record.
Yep.
That is a Biggest Loser record. I mean, when you found that out, what were your thoughts? How did that feel? Like, oh, my God, I lost 100 pounds.
Yeah, I was excited there, but it didn't really hit me till I came home, because, I mean, you get stuck in, like, the whole show, and, yeah, 100 pounds, that's a lot, you know. But then once I got back here in real life and I, you know, realized how much harder it is to lose 100 pounds here than it is there, it's becoming a bigger and bigger deal the more I think about it now. You know, it's pretty amazing just to lose 100 pounds alone. Like, I really, you know, I didn't think I could do that at home in a two-year period, but let alone 8 weeks on the show. And it's just,
oh, it's incredible. Now, what's your relationship with Blaine like now? What are you guys doing together? Are you training together? Are you losing weight together? Are you getting ready for the finale together? How's that working?
Yeah, we do everything together, and that's the one thing, because we weren't best friends before, and when I got eliminated, I didn't really know how that was going to work. But basically, since I've been home, it's like we've committed with each other, and we help each other. And it's nice, you know, we relate to each other 100%, and we work out every day together, and we train, we do all these events together. I mean, the events that I've done recently, he was right there with me, and that's how it's always going to be.
Well, and we're going to talk with Dane when we come back from break, because, by the way, Dane did run a marathon, and we're going to hear all about that, what that was like, and talk about what's possible. Are you all ready to take control of your life? Are you ready to step in and say yes for what you can accomplish? Well, if we look at Dane Patterson, what we're looking at is somebody that did say yes and continues to say yes. When we come back, we'll be talking about how he decided to run in a marathon, what that was like, and what does it mean for him. Stay tuned. We'll be right back with the Dr. Pat Show.
Ask the experts. Call toll-free right now, 1-866-472-5787.
Hello?
And ask our all-star team to answer your question. That's 1-866-472-5787.
Thank you for calling.
VoiceAmerica.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Are you living your life to the max? Is there anything you would like to change about how you feel or what you're experiencing? You can have anything you want, and empowerment psychic Linda Dickinson can show you the way. Living your life to the max is more than a catchphrase. It's what we intended when we came into this life. Empowerment psychic medium Linda Dickinson online at InMyFuture.com. For private sessions, call 800-206-9096. Live your life to the max.
So, Susan, how's your diet going?
It's going great. I had noodles for dinner last night.
Noodles? Come on, that can't be on your diet.
Well, I eat Miracle Noodles. They're the secret calorie-free noodles that Japanese women have eaten for years to stay thin.
How is that possible?
They're made only from soluble fiber. That's it. Guilt-free noodles, Eva.
Well, I'm sold. Where do you get them?
Well, it's my little secret. But okay, you can get them at MiracleNoodle.com.
Perfco Green. Biodegradable by nature, green by choice. Traditional trash bags stay in our landfills and pollute the earth for over 800 years or more. Perfco Green trash bags disappear naturally within 2 years and leave nothing harmful behind. Convert your home, school, and business to Perfco Green. Now available at Walgreens, Amazon.com, OfficeMax, and other local stores. Visit PerfGoGreen.com. That's PerfGoGreen.com.
Learn how to help people deal with loss and the grieving process. The new online certificate in bereavement studies at the Center for Integrative Health focuses on the spiritual, cultural, and workplace aspects of loss. Completely online, the one course per month format allows you to complete the certificate in as little as 9 months and earn graduate credit from a regionally accredited institution. Financial aid is available. Visit centerforintegrativehealth.org for the National University Systems Center for Integrated Health. That's centerforintegrativehealth.org.
Have you signed up for the Dr. Pat Show newsletter? Find out about upcoming guests, current promotions, events, and information. Go to thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com and sign up now.
The Internet's number one talk station.
Number one talk station. VoiceAmerica.com.
Welcome back to the Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile. If you have a question or comment, call us toll-free at 866-472-5788. Now back to the program. Here's Dr. Pat Basile.
Welcome back, everyone. Welcome back to the show. Dane Patterson joining me here today. NBC is the Biggest Loser couples contestant. And, you know, he's here. He has completed the country music marathon. And, by the way, he is also someone that has broken some serious records on The Biggest Loser. And as we said before, within 8 weeks' time, he had dropped 100 pounds. He's getting ready for the finale, for those of you that are wondering. But he's here to talk to us about the journey, what it was like, and what's next. You know, Dane, marathon, seriously, how the heck did you decide to do that?
Yeah, you know, it's just one of those things that I wanted to challenge myself, and I know that, you know, marathon is a huge accomplishment, and I know that if I set a goal to something like that that I have to train for, I knew that I would also get good weight loss results. So I mean, it's, and you know, it feels good to be able, I mean, those marathons are unbelievable, especially when I'm still kind of a bigger guy. But you know, when you finish, it's an unbelievable feeling.
Well, what made you decide to run a marathon? I mean, because it's grueling. And I just want to give everybody let's put this thing in context for a minute. I mean, people listening to the show, they're going to see you, shortly. But you're still a big man. There's no question about it. I mean, when you kind of said, well, you know, I was bigger than everybody else. I mean, this was really part of your journey. You're still not at where you want to be. And so, what was this like? Did you ever think you were going to finish?
Yeah, I knew I was going to finish. I mean, because the way I've been training, I work out, you know, at least 4 hours a day. I mean, a marathon took me more like 6 hours. But it's pretty rough. I mean, like the last few miles were the hardest miles of my entire life. I never felt my weight so much. And It's one of those things that you know that there's going to be a finish. You have to just kind of push through it. And, you know, I wasn't beating anybody. I wasn't going to blaze past anybody, but I knew I was going to finish, and that was my goal throughout the whole thing. It took me 5 hours and 47 minutes, and I couldn't be happier.
So, you know, there's a picture, I think, of you, and I'm trying to see if it's you and Blaine in the picture. I can't really tell, but you know, there's a picture of you kind of crossing the finish line, and I'm looking at the picture and I'm thinking, wow, this is so not the same guy that started The Biggest Loser. And you know, I wanted to ask you, how has this experience, what a great gift to have, how has this changed your life to date, and how will this change your life moving forward?
I mean, it's changed my life in ways I never dreamed of, and it's mainly before I was on the show, I stressed and worried about my weight and the fact that how it affected my family. I mean, I carried a lot of stress about this, and the fact that I've been able to control that, I know that I'm being a better father, and that I'm going to be there longer for my family. And that's something that I don't want to lose. Like, and I know I won't, because I've thought about, because you know, a lot of people gain weight back, and that's been a huge focus of mine. You know, Blaine and I talk about it a lot. Okay, how can we prevent this from happening? Because it happens all the time, and it even happens on the show. And so, because if I, you know, gain all the weight back, then why was I even here? And I put too much work into this for me just to gain it back. And so that's why I know I'm big for a marathon, but you know what? I'm going to do more. Like, you know, it's just, that's going to keep me, you know, with another goal. Because after Tuesday, I need another goal in mind, you know, to continue to lose weight, to get down to my goal weight, and that's the way I'm going to do it.
Let me ask you a question. Many people see the show, and of course this is television, so we only see parts of the show where, you know, you're doing one thing or another, and, you know, only what television wants us to see. What is it that we didn't see? What were some of the challenges and struggles that you went through just to stay in the game?
Yeah, I don't know about how, you know, to stay in the game. I didn't really worry about staying in the game as much, because you never know how it's gonna work, you know, how it's gonna happen. And you know, the week that I lost 13 pounds is the week I went home, and I had no control over that. But the things that I think you don't really see on TV, or it's really hard to portray, when you see us breaking down physically, you know, with Bob and Jillian in our faces, and you know, it's hard to realize that we've been working out for about 5 hours, and that's the end of the workout when we can't handle anymore, and but it's hard to portray that on TV. It was 1,000 times harder than it even looks on TV. But yeah, I mean, as opposed to, you know, trying to stay in the game,
mm-hmm.
I knew I was a threat. You know, I knew I couldn't slide under the radar. I knew people would look at me.
No, there's no way you could do that. You know, with breaking a record, losing 100 pounds, you were like not under the radar.
Yeah, it was. Hey, congratulations, you broke a record, and don't let the door hit you on the way out.
Exactly. So. You know, so let me ask you this: moving forward now, you have your whole life ahead of you. I said earlier, you know, Dane, you're 27, 28 years old. You've gone through a life-changing experience, and I wanted to ask you, you know, how do you move forward in life now? What is your vision for yourself? What are you hoping to do to help other people?
It's mainly just reaching out. Like I get a lot of guys that are similar to what I was 6 months ago come up to me because they're inspired by me, inspired by Blaine, because they are in the same kind of situation. They're, you know, the former athletes, and one of the things that Blaine and I want to do is start a triathlete club for bigger guys like us, because it's intimidating to get started and things like that, because most guys that do those kinds of things are small and in shape, but you know, you can actually get in shape. And so it's about just, you know, trying to, you know, because all I can really do is try to help people that kind of relate to me, because that's all, you know, I understand me, you know, I don't understand everybody, but it's basically just opening your arms and trying to teach, you know, everyone as much as I've learned, you know. And it's hard, because you know, it's just a six month period of time. I don't know what I'm trying to say, but
it's a snapshot in time.
And trying to be accepting of trying to help everybody, and just being out there and being involved, and you know, and I welcome anybody that wants to be involved with me.
Well, I got to tell you, you've been an inspiration for so many people. You know, many of us, you know, look back at the pictures. We see the before pictures, and clearly there are videos of you, your children, your relationships, and who you are. I mean, I'll never forget the first picture that they showed of all of you on the show. It was unheard of. And then we look at some of the pictures of you now and your commitment and dedication to working out. So I want to congratulate you on all that you've accomplished, Dane.
Thank you.
And I want to thank you so much for joining us here today. And we're looking forward to seeing you in the end, in the finale.
Yeah, I'm excited. It's going to be fun.
All right, everybody. You've been listening to the Dr. Pat Show. Remember, if you have a dream, don't give up on it. Remember, you have a life and a life to fulfill and live. If you don't live life full out, nobody will live it for you. We'll see you next week right here on the Dr. Pat Show.
Thank you for listening to The Dr. Pat Show, radio to thrive by. To contact Dr. Pat, visit thedrpatshow.com. Tune in next Thursday for another dynamic hour of The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile.
Stimulating talk.
It gets those synapses in the brain inspired really fast.
All the time. The number one internet talk station where your opinion counts. VoiceAmerica.com.